Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest. Answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, where we study and examine the verses of the Quran with our dear and beloved Sheikh Habib. Sheikh Habib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It's always nice to have you here.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's always nice to be here.
Thank you. So we're on chapter Mary, chapter 19 of the Quran. And then we've been studying the verses of this chapter one by one. We've learned a lot from chapter Mary. And today we arrive on verse 81. Let's hear a few verses from verse 81 onwards, and then we'll be back for our discussion. Don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة ليكونوا لهم عزا.
And they have taken besides Allah false deities, that they would be for them a source of honor.
كلا سيكفرون بعبادتهم ويكونون عليهم ضدا.
No, those gods will deny their worship of them, and will be against them opponents on the Day of Judgment.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just heard verses 81 onwards from chapter Mary, chapter 19 of the Holy Quran, and we have with us Sheikh Habib to discuss these verses. So on verse 81 and 82, it says, "And they have taken gods apart from God, that they might be a strength for them. Nay, but they will disavow their worship, and they will become an opponent unto them." So we were talking about the Kuffar, the polytheists, who first were very proud of having family and children and wealth, and God says that that won't help them. Now they're very hopeful in their false deities that they've created, the false gods that they worship. And again, here God is telling them that that's not going to help you either. So can you give us some explanation and context about these verses?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Of course, out of context, the other day, I didn't know you were going to ask me this question, to be honest, and in this manner. And the other day, I was just reading about something. I was looking about the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. And during the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, there's this Dar al-Nadwa, this place of assembly in Mecca, where only the chiefs, where only the big heads of Quraysh would sit down. No children, no women, nothing. Only the chiefs. They would not eat, they would not do anything to have fun. This was a place of gathering of great importance.
Just serious talks.
Yes, serious talks. When the Prophet ﷺ gained strength, and that the started to gain strength in Mecca, because they were deprived very harshly by the Qurayshi tribe, all the Muslims, they sent the Muslims to Habasha, to Ethiopia. And the Prophet started to see that the Muslims were dying of poverty. They were dying from these, you know, harassments. So he made a deal with the people of Yathrib, current day Medina. When the Kuffar heard that, they assembled together and stated this: Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, is gathering and gaining power, and he will knock us off our thrones. So they were in fear that the Prophet ﷺ was going to knock them off their thrones.
Okay then, let's take a break there and let's see what happens next. They're very worried about losing their strength and power. Let's take a break and we'll be back for the rest of that very interesting story. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are studying verses 81 and 82 of the Quran, of chapter 19 of the Quran. So in these two verses, God is saying that even the false gods will not be able to help the disbelievers. And you narrated a story where there was this Dar al-Nadwa where there was only serious talk, and the kuffar were worried that Prophet Muhammad would take them off their thrones. What happens next?
So that's the story that I wanted to emphasize on. That's the part I wanted to emphasize on, actually. The fact of the matter that they were in self-pride, they were heads, they were sitting on their thrones because of these false gods. The reason behind that goes back to the fact that the Arabs had their beliefs. At the end of the day, human beings do not separate themselves from spiritual aspects. It's way too hard for them to separate it from spiritual aspects. They have to believe in something. Thus, the Arabs at the time believed in God. They did believe in Allah. They did believe in that creator. Yet at the same time, they believed in idols. They believed in false idols. They believed in false gods. They used to come to Mecca, where the tribe of Quraysh is, the tribe of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to do their pilgrimage. And there are verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rebukes the way and criticizes the way that they conducted their pilgrimages, where they used to clap their hands and whistle and they would be naked. And it was their own manner, their own custom, their own tradition. So Arabs, imagine this, Arabs from all over the land, a huge land, coming to Mecca to do the rituals. They would bring their gifts. They will bring their rewards, they will bring money, they will bring sacrifices. They will all give it to whom? The people of Mecca. Why? Because their false gods are there. The house of Abraham is there. They are used to doing pilgrimage, going to that part. Arab tribes will not harm Quraysh. Why? Because they were the people in charge of Mecca.
They were the protectors of Mecca and its idols.
So imagine that. I'm trying to show their side of the story to understand why they hinge, why they clinge to such false beliefs, and even though they know that it's false beliefs, why? Because the world is underneath them,
and Muhammad is coming to ruin all the whole fabric of their
exactly,
of their order.
Exactly. So you see here, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala stating, "Wattakhadhu min dunillah," they have taken besides Allah false gods. So they might be a source of sufficiency for them, a source of means for them, a source of pride, a source of power, a source of throne, a source of government for them. They're using false gods in the name of Allah to do what? To gain their power, to gain their desires, to fulfill their lusts and desires. So here, that is the reason why they cling onto it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies to this, سَيَكْفُرُونَ بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ وَيَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ ضِدَّ. They will soon become enemies with what they were worshipping. Why? when they see the hellfire, when they see the result and the consequences of not following the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not following the true reality. And this also goes back to the connection between religion and having a true government. When you do not have an infallible figure ruling the government with divine laws, everything will be corrupt. Why? Because human beings have this, you know, intention towards desires, have this fall
towards
their lusts and desires and fulfilling it. Thus, they will make their own laws. They also have their own fears. Some people make laws because they fear that this person is not going to give me money. They fear this person is going to kill me. And there are a lot of stories about it. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes on this and rebukes and criticizes their actions. How does he criticize it? This is also a nice thing to keep in mind. The manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala criticizes is that showing the consequences of action, revealing the consequences of their actions, is a manner of criticizing and rebuking their actions.
Thank you very much. We're going to have to take a break there, but we'll be back to continue the discussion after the break. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verses 81 and 82 of chapter 19 of the Quran, chapter Mary. So God is saying that the gods that you worship and you've attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not benefit you, and they will become each other's enemies. So I'm guessing that the gods will reject their worshippers, and the worshippers will also reject God, their gods. That's how chaotic everything is over there. But they did essentially believe in Allah. My first question is that, would that help them in any way?
That's not enough. When various verses, we've talked about it, there are various conditions to believing Allah. And Allah, you can't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then believe that he has a child or he has a son, in the meaning that we will talk about inshallah ta'ala in a couple of more episodes to come. Mm-hmm. We will talk about that inshallah ta'ala. You cannot believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and state this and that and then have this and do that and become against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, their true worship was the worship of their own selves. I have this firm belief that it's illustrated, it's manifested in them worshiping their ilah, their idols, their gods. But at the end of the day, the reality of this worship, with their knowledge of its errors, reality, is that they are worshipping their own desires. The only reason that they're doing prostration to this piece of wood, to this piece of stone, is because it is feeding them. It is giving them women. It is giving them money. It is giving them children. It is giving them power. So that's the only reason they're prostrating. They're prostrating not to the stone in reality. They're prostrating to their own lusts, their own desires.
That kind of touches on the next question, the final question I want to ask for this program. And that is that, well, a lot of people who will be listening to this program will not be polytheists and probably won't meet polytheists. But what is the message that they should take home from this? And I guess you kind of answered that. Own desires.
Your own desires is your enemy. We have this in the holy month of Ramadan. I've been asked this by my child, actually, who doesn't understand, who doesn't fast. He told me, why do people still do not fast between two
parentheses,
sin, even though you guys state that the shaitan cannot come and, you know, and tell us to do this and to do that?
He's pretty young. That's a sophisticated question for that age.
The answer to that actually is, as I told him, we have desires as well. Sometimes we follow our desires. The shaitan doesn't always have to be available for us to fall into sins. Sometimes we listen to our own desires and follow our desires and fall into our desires.
I guess the take-home message is we should be careful about where we deny the truth and have something as a facade there just because it protects our own interests. Thank you very much, Brother Habib, for your time. It's always a joy talking with you and we learn a lot. If you miss our program, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and all our previous episodes from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week and a lot of studying the Quran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
بشر المؤمنين.